Listener Production.
G'day, it's Dan McRae with your local news briefing. The Queensland Ambulance Service has had a busy morning throughout the region. Firstly, a man in his 60s been taken to hospital with significant burns to his back after his shirt caught fire while welding at his workplace in Warwick. Then, just after 10, a woman in her 80s was taken to Taroom Hospital following a single vehicle crash on Yoldwyn Street. She's in a stable condition. And finally, a helicopter's been dispatched to Proston, north of Kingaroy, where it's believed a truck has rolled over a man in his 20s who was working on it. He's being treated for possible bone fractures and a head injury at the scene on Proston-Boonduma Road. The state opposition has renewed its calls for breach of bail to be an offence for underage criminals. It comes as representatives from the police and the courts, as well as several government departments, have met in Toowoomba to discuss local solutions to the youth crime crisis. QPS Assistant Commissioner Cheryl Scanlon says they're rolling out a digital platform action plan to combat young criminals chasing notoriety by posting their exploits online.
If you post your exploits on social media, not only does this provide good evidence of youth criminal offending to the police, but we will also move to disrupt and have accounts shut down with the assistance of the National eSafety Commissioner and industry partners.
Workplace Health and Safety Queensland are warning Darling Downs homeowners about high-pressure water cleaners, saying their use can spread asbestos fibres into neighbouring properties and increase the risk of exposure. While one in three homes built before 1990 contains asbestos, it's usually safe if it's undisturbed. Spokesperson John Snooks says owners should be aware of what's in their homes and call in the experts if they're doing works in properties with asbestos. He says that's especially important with low-density fibre boards, which are more fragile.
It looks like a new cement sheet, but it's not, and you can push a screwdriver into it quite easily, and the cloud head nails sit flush with the board, so it's really important that you do not disturb that material.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.